the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Live?
Yeah, we're live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the pre-show for Rant Entertainment Media for the Elimination Chamber, my favorite. Phil Ray hanging out with you. Of course, joining me is the one and only Mr. Silver Surfer.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Surfer, you just did your comic book show?
Yeah, it was over about an hour ago. Talked about the Lego movie. And Justice League Dark, and what was some news that we missed over the last couple of weeks that was off the air?
All right, so I'm glad you got that going on. Since you have the helm, can you please tell everybody how they can call in and join us?
Well, it's simple. No phone number to call, but if you got Skype, you just add it in the contact SilverSurfer_forever, and you know, friend me so you can, like Mr. Hightower, who I'm about to add in now.
Yes, Hightower inquired about coming on tonight, so he's definitely looking to come on.
I added him, but now it's hung up, so.
Oh, boy. And
there he is.
Okay. Mr. Hightower.
Yes, what's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
So how excited from 1 to 10 are we about this pay-per-view?
2.
I'm going to say it's the first of the year because even though we had the Rumble, you know, that was a joint thing. So this is the first of the brand split of the year.
You guys don't know this is my least favorite pay-per-view. So, I mean, the only thing that's saving it is that it's
pay-per-view. What's saving it?
That it's SmackDown pay-per-view. That's SmackDown.
You think they'll deliver more?
Absolutely.
They always deliver.
SmackDown.
I wish somebody would just say, you know, let's just give them a war game for once.
You know, we've been friends for how long now?
It's been decades.
Yeah, so you know my disdain for them not doing it. I mean, they blame the arena. But there's several arenas that can facilitate it, and you could still. I understand they want to sell a gate; they want to make money, you know, and lowering the. I mean, you know, making the venue smaller so they can sell out like baseball stadiums do now.
All they gotta do is move all the Spanish announce tables up a bit, like the regular announce table on Raw. You know, put them in the back somewhere on a monitor, and put that extra ring in.
So if you go to WWE.com right now, there's the pre-show. So that should be going on right now. I think I don't know. I forget who the opening match is. I'm gonna log into the network now as we speak.
I can tell you right now. I have it. Mojo Rawlins versus Curt Hawkins. I think that's the. It says kickoff match. Does that mean the?
That's kickoff match. Absolutely.
Okay. So how did Curt Hawkins con his way onto this pay-per-view?
It's a SmackDown pay-per-view. They need a filler, obviously. So there you go.
Do we even care about this match? I mean, is there any... will the winner of this get, like, a boost and...
Nothing.
Nah.
Nothing.
Nah. I mean, just because I have a personal interest in Curt Hawkins because he wrestled here for a while. You know, other than that, I mean, I don't like Mojo Rawley. If you want to ask me that, I can't stand that dude.
What did he do to you?
Nothing. I just don't like him. I'm sure he's a nice person in real life. I just don't like. I don't like. I don't like his wrestling. I don't like his character. I don't care how hype he is. I could care less. I could care less.
Yeah, I get it. You know, you're not supposed to like everyone.
Right. Can't be like Rage. You know. Anyway. But it's a stacked card. It's a stacked card tonight. And, you know, I was telling Choppy this the other night on Turnbuckle Throwbacks that I don't like the Elimination Chamber, but if things go a certain way, this may be a very interesting WrestleMania. If they do what I want them to do, in terms of moving the stories along, moving and hot shotting the belt off Cena, which we'll get into the whole we'll get into that in a little while, the main event and all. But I don't know. I just feel like this can be the start of something really big to start WrestleMania season off, right? You know, how do you feel about that?
Well, to me, whether Cena comes out with the title or others that we believe is going to come out with it, then we'll get into when we get to the prediction. I don't have no problem as to who fights Orton at WrestleMania, because we're not talking about the headliner, so.
This is just not about to be a good WrestleMania. I'm feeling that this is, like I said last night, Vince McMahon WrestleMania. This is not something I think nobody going to want to see.
Hi, Tyler, let me ask you a question. Do you want to see Cena and Orton?
I really don't, but in back of my head, we might see it.
All right, go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Hightower, finish.
We might see it. Is this looking like Cena's gonna? We'll talk about it later, but I just got that real feeling that we're gonna see John Cena versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania. I just got that weird ass feeling in the back of my head. It's just something inside me saying that we're gonna see John Cena and Randy Orton because Vince McMahon want to see that match happen for the 20,000.
You know, sometimes. People don't want to take a chance when it comes to the big show. They go what they feel, which is safe.
Let's bring on Rage. What's going on?
Nothing. Same old shit. Better watch the Elimination Chamber than watch Beyonce win another damn Grammy for another year.
Well, that's right. He's a Beyonce hater. He likes Solange.
That's all right. I'm excited. He likes Solange. I'm excited about Metallica. So.
That and Lady Gaga, yeah.
And my little British scone, Adele. Yeah, but other than that,
she's overrated.
There's no good hip hop on anymore, so I can't hip hop. You know, on the Grammys is like
Chance the Rapper's supposed to perform.
You like that dude?
Well, listen,
yeah, he's good.
That Run DMC parody they did on Saturday Night Live with him, that shit was awesome. He's like a Christmas. In Hollis skit, but he was playing DMC, looked just like him.
I'll send you the
video.
Say hello to everybody in the chat room. We got Superman in there, the Man of Steel, joining us. Who else is in there? We got Stanley Kubrick. Everybody else is anonymous.
I don't think Stanley's in the chat room. He's probably looking for my show and came late, so.
Well, everybody else is anonymous. Make yourself known. So, anyway.
Yo, call Phil.
Okay.
If I'm not turning this
off tonight. Sorry, I accidentally disconnected y'all because Doom was calling in. So you got to repeat what you were saying.
No, all I'm saying was the only thing that's saving me from watching this event tonight is that it's a SmackDown exclusive. So that's the only thing that's saving me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let me. I got to add Duck because if I add him, it's going to be. Let me hold on a second. I'll add Double D right now. But give me 1 second. All right, hold on a minute there, homie. How come I won't let me do it? Come on.
That new chamber's looking nice.
Yeah, let me try some.
Hold on a second. Add people. HR. There he is. All right, I got it. There we go. All right. Let's see if he comes on now. All right, Double D, you in there? Hello? Double D, you there? Hello? Can everybody else hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I can't add Double D.
Try some. I'm seeing somebody's screen.
Whose screen you seeing?
Let's see.
I have no idea. Anyway. Now I hear like a humming sound.
That might be me.
Yo, you there, man?
Yes, this is Doom. How's it going, guys? All
right, what's going on?
Chilling.
All right. So we're all here. We're all ready. Like I was saying, SmackDown is saving this pay-per-view. If SmackDown wasn't doing it, I probably wouldn't even be watching it. I don't like the Elimination Chamber. I like nothing about it. I don't like the way it's set up. I don't like the stupid plexiglass. It looks too cookie-cut for me.
I've thought sometimes they had some outstanding Elimination Chambers, and sometimes they've just been snoozers.
You think they need to do it War Games style?
I mean, it would make sense. 5-on-5?
Yeah. And then you can still have the pod. But,
yeah, you don't need the pod. Just, they wait outside until it's time to go in.
No, no,
wait a second. That what you're just asking for now? Now you're just asking for Lethal Lockdown, though.
No, no. If you do,
who cares about Lethal Lockdown?
Yeah, we're not talking about
that. No, what you were just proposing, the rules you were just proposing, that's Lethal Lockdown, which you all criticize.
I just want if you can do, not even a 5-on-5, just do the whole, the War Games theme. Have the guys come in every minute and a half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With the pods unlocked.
I wouldn't even put them in pods. I'd just let them wait outside. You know.
Oh yeah, I forgot War Games was a double ring.
Yeah, it was double ring.
Yeah.
So. You know, so
because you always know the heels gotta get
On Anderson. Yeah, right. On Anderson always started first. But you know what though? You can make it interesting and do a coin flip,
mm-hmm.
like a real live coin flip, and you know that's probably the only thing that's not kayfabe. That would be the coin flip.
That will gimmick the coin.
Nah, you don't gimmick. No, I'm saying, dude, don't gimmick the coin. Let them flip for it to see who goes in first. The outcome's going to be the same, right? The outcome obviously will be the same because it's predetermined. Yeah. But it gives everybody like, oh, wow, you know, Cena starting first instead of, you know, Bray Wyatt, you know? So.
Oh, but they should do the War Games against SmackDown versus Raw. That's how
Wouldn't that be fresh to death, huh?
Yeah. For the control of the if they're gonna rebrand the merge the shows, whoever's on top, and then that would have been a stipulation. We'll have to have a War Games match,
right?
Or whoever winner,
Or whoever wins drafts first in the draft.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So, sort of like what MLB was doing when they gave the league home field advantage. For the All-Star game, yeah, which was stupid. Thank God they're not doing it again this year. I mean, come on, the Cubs won they had the best record last year, and they had an open in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of whack. But anyway, it is what it is. We got a card, stack card tonight. Mojo Rawley, like Surfer said, taking on Curt Hawkins, the Prince of Queens. Your next match, what's that?
I'm saying, if y'all watching the pre-show, Carmella looks like she needs to be working on the corner.
She does. She looks like a street.
Yeah, she does.
And FYI, she's not from Staten Island. Everybody keeps asking me, no, she's not from Staten Island. That's her gimmick. I think she's from, like, New England.
Like a call girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because her mom used to suck dick in a phone booth to make her a call girl, you know what I'm saying? But back in the day.
Oh, wow.
But no, she's not from Shaolin Land. No, she's not. No, she's not. She's from New England. She's from Patriot Land. So, Sam Roberts on the panel, primetime Sam Roberts, big wrestling fan, big friend of the Shining Wizards Network. Sam's good people. I like Booker T. I do like Renee Young.
Is Sam black? Is he half black?
I think he's got to be half something.
He got to be half something. Oh, he's Jew. Oh.
Maybe he's Lenny Kravitz. Maybe he's half Jew, half black. And then the white tone took over his skin tone, you know what I'm saying?
Or is he half black below the race?
I'm ringing the bell. Oh, man. Nah, Sam Roberts comes correct. He's good on that panel. All those guys they bring on, him, Rosenberg, I have zero issues with these guys because they're wrestling fans. They know their shit.
I have no problem with Rosenberg. I love his podcast, too.
Yeah, his podcast is pretty fresh. I dig it myself.
Wait, Rosenberg's got a podcast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, called Cheap Heat.
Cheap Heat. Yes, sir. Okay. Do you guys think that this paper, like I said at the beginning of the show, this pay-per-view, if done well, can set the tone for the rest of the season till Mania?
I just don't want it before Mania because I don't want nobody to get hurt.
That's fair. I really hope they do it justice because, like I said, it's very important in terms of storyline, maybe mainly because the title is up in the chamber.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the tag team turmoil match, we'll get into that in a few minutes. The women's championship. I mean, a lot of things could be set into motion now moving forward towards WrestleMania. So let's get right into it. After this match, you're going to see Apollo Crews and Kalisto taking on Dolph Ziggler in a 2-on-1 handicap match. We'll start with Dr. Doom. How do you feel about this?
I think Ziggler's going to go over.
Ziggler's going to win? He's going to beat the two guys?
Yeah, because it just don't make sense for a babyface like Crews to be a heel 2-on-1.
Right. Okay. Rage?
Yeah, Ziggler's gonna go over. It doesn't really make sense. It doesn't really make sense for the tag team to go over. I think Ziggler's picking up too much heat, too much momentum. So, yeah.
How about you, Mr. Hightower?
I got the Ziggles.
Yeah, you know, as much as I want to take Ziggles, I'm going to have to take Ziggles as well. Surfer, how you feel about that?
Yeah, I think Ziggles going over. I think it's a shame, though, that they're doing Apollo Crews this way. But
He's a Triple H boy, though.
But
so,
I don't think he's going to take the pin. I think Kalisto's going to take the
pin. Yeah,
it
could be Kalisto. And
look at that Triple chamber.
He needs to go back down to NXT.
This is Triple H's boy. I was there when they drafted him. Triple H loved him since the Indies, since Evolve. So I think the kid has a really good upside. You know, he's got a good body. He's pretty athletic. I mean, he lacks a bit on a promo tip, but I'm a big fan of Apollo Crews. I think Triple H is gonna make sure he gets over somehow, like U.S. champ or something like that, tag team champ. Yeah. Something, but I don't think he'll be shucking and jiving like R-Truth. But you know, I mean, if that happens, then you guys can all have a right to scream shenanigans. So,
see, would be good.
What's that?
He comes out in that Confederate outfit.
Like the Stars and Bars, like the Freebird used to do.
No, R-Truth came out in a Confederate uniform.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That shit was funny, though.
It was funny. R-Truth is a funny man. Ron Killings is an awesome talent. Former NWA champion, FYI.
Yeah.
Anyway, but all right, so we're all in agreement. We're all taking Ziggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It don't look right for two baby faces to be the heel in a handicap match. I'm just going to left on the line.
All right. We're about 39 minutes and change from the actual event. You guys want to add us on Skype? It's, what is it, Surfer, right?
I think you were controlling the call now.
I don't know if I am, but either way, it's Throwbacks and Awfulness, and I'll give you the number if you can call in at 718-878-6294. All right, your next match, Becky Lynch, the last, taking on the ham sandwich, Mickey James.
I'd rather refer to it as roast beef, but that's me.
It's a little cleaner than roast beef. If you've seen it, but let's start with Surfer. How you feel about your sandwich tonight, Surfer?
I'm going with Mickey James. I look, you know, maybe she's back to put people over, but I don't see why she would come back and take a loss. So I'm going with Mickey James.
Mr. Hightower?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Mickey James because this is the first official match on a paper. No, first official one-on-one match, right?
Right.
No, she went against Asuka. Oh.
Two against each other.
Yeah, I got Mickey James.
All right. How about you, Double D?
Probably go Mickey James. Prolong the feud.
Rage, you want roast beef or you want Irish soda bread? What are you taking?
Give me that ham sandwich with the fat ass all day.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. I'm taking the ham sandwich with no mayo on the side. Yeah, I think Mickey James is the perfect piece to put in to throw all the younger girls off. I think she's a big plus to the women's division on SmackDown. I'm not a big Becky Lynch fan, and I'm not rooting for her. I'm not rooting for her because of that. I just think it'll move it along better if Mickey James gets a couple of wins off these girls and builds a couple of these girls up.
And she will get that title one day.
Mickey, you can say it. She sucks.
No. Who, Becky Lynch? I don't.
Yeah, Becky Lynch stinks.
Does she really? I don't think she sucks. I think she's average. I don't think she's on the level of,
I think she's a good wrestler, but there's something about the personality just doesn't shine through enough to make her a superstar.
Why does she suck, Rage? I want to hear your explanation.
I just exactly your point. She's not on the level of an Alexa Bliss or even hell Naomi or even I'll even say a Sasha Banks or even a Charlotte.
I won't say all that.
Or even a Nikki Bella for that matter. Yeah, I don't like Nikki Bella at all. Yeah, but Nikki Bella has progressed progressed exponentially. Lynch is just, I said she's like the
Rage, you're breaking up.
She's like the female Sheamus, not because she's Irish. She stinks.
I don't say Sheamus stinks. I just don't like his character. But
yeah,
I think she's not. Oh, I don't think she's that. I don't think she's great. Put it that way. I think she's average. Go ahead.
Nah, I just think she lost out just with the shuffle. They've been trying to push Sasha, Charlotte, and Bayley. She's the one that came out in the losing end. That's why she went.
Oh, you mean when they brought them all up at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah. I don't see her as a bad wrestler or bad on the mic. I just don't. You know, everything's scripted. I don't think that's her real personality. She's got good wrestling skills. I don't understand how she says she sucks.
WWE has a hard-on for the foreign wrestler. Yeah. If you've noticed, they like the foreigners. They like the fact that, you know,
because that's an untapped market.
Well,
which is good.
Europe is always big for wrestling because when you go there, it's an event. It's not like just a regular house show or a regular pay per view or regular anything. They don't get pay per views. They only started getting the NXTs, you know what I'm saying? So when you go over to Europe and you go over to Japan, it's an event. So they appreciate the product a lot more than
we do.
Right. A lot more than Americans do because it's an event. When WWE goes there once, maybe twice a year, the entire country opens for them. So, you know, when they bring these people over, they're representing the countries, Ireland, Scotland, you know, Japan, you know, Australia, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a credit to them. However, I'm not a Becky Lynch fan. I don't think she's bad. I just think she's okay. She's like, I don't know. How can I compare her to somebody like, I can't even compare anybody, really.
She's vanilla.
Nah, she ain't vanilla. She has her own thing.
She's got that.
I think Alexa Bliss is vanilla.
See, Alexa Bliss has to grow.
Oh, get out of here.
We'll get into that in a little while. We'll get into that because that's going to be a good match. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But, you know, just to wrap this up on Becky Lynch, you know, I think once she starts winning again and gets into a better program, maybe she'll get to showcase a little more. She works on her promo skills a little better. Maybe she'll get better. I don't know. I just don't. I'm not putting much stock into her, but I think Mickie James will beat her to move the storyline along. So,
and to keep the feud alive because you know Becky will want to get her paybacks, and they're not going to just fight once and be done. So,
okay. So we got what's next? Here we go. This is the SmackDown Tag Team Turmoil Championship. Your champions, American Alpha, will put their straps up against Rhino and Heath Slater, The Ascension, The Usos, Breezango, and one of my favorites, the Vaudevillains. Let's go with Dr. Doom first. How you feel about this one, buddy?
Well, you know, I like the Vaudevillains, so I'm just going to go wild card. Let the Vaudevillains pull that upset.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Hightower?
I'm going to go ahead and go with the ugly guys, the Doom 2018.
The Ascension? He said 2018.
You can't disrespect Doom like that, man.
Come on.
I'm not disrespecting them. But I just forgot they damn.
Hey, I had a booking question. I think they should have did this with the Dagon Ascension. They should have had them come in and be the enforcers for Bray Wyatt.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They should have did away like a promo when he kicks Harper and Rowan out and he said he needs to extend or something like that, and then you had those guys come in and be his new henchmen instead of them running down old great tag teams.
And that didn't last long anyway before they got their ass whipped.
Well, I'm just saying they just buried themselves by calling out some of these old great, you know, tag teams and stuff, you know.
Hey, blame the writers.
That might have got over.
Blame the writers on that.
All right. James Ellsworth is at the podium now doing something with Carmella. I'm going to go to the live feed.
Jersey Shore type deal, you know what I mean?
He said boo. No. What up, boo?
No.
Thank you, Carmella, for joining us. James, best of luck, bud.
Somebody answer me a question. Where did he get those clothes from? The guy must be getting paid, right?
That's got to be an online purchase. You have a shirt like that? I don't know. He's got on
He looks like Vanilla Ice Head Down Syndrome.
Oh, man, he's the jobber John Cena, the way he dresses.
Apparently he said something to Carmella and she walked off with a mic, but I didn't want to interrupt the point you guys were making about the tag team match. Surfer, I'm sorry, Rage, how do you feel about this match?
Who's in this match again? I wasn't even following.
Every tag team in the division.
Pay attention.
I had to answer my door.
Every tag team against American Alpha, so who are you taking?
All right, fine. Give me the Ascension. It's time to put some respect back on the Ascension's name.
Oh, Christ. Surfer, who are you taking?
I'm staying with the American Alpha.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with the silver one. I think The Alpha right now on a really good high. The Usos would be my wild card to take the belts, but I don't know if they're going to hot shot it from till Mania, because I think this is their last event till Mania, I believe.
Yeah,
so
for SmackDown, they're having
SmackDown, they have Fastlane. Yeah, they're having Fastlane. I got all that, but I think this is SmackDown's only time to shine before Mania. If they give the belt then to the Usos right now, or to the Vaude Villains, or to Ascension, or anybody else, you have to do a whole story and build it up for the next, you know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, whatever the hell, you know, case may be. But
Phil, I want to ask you a question. I want you to be honest here.
Okay.
If the Ascension had the Authors of Pain gimmick, would you like the Authors of Pain?
If they had the same gimmick.
If they had the exact same gimmick.
But they weren't the Authors of Pain.
But they weren't those two, you know, Thug Samoans.
You know what? I might.
They're
yeah,
more stronger.
They got the look.
I'm not gonna be. I'm not
sitting here talking about you're gonna beat the Road Warriors, and if one of them looked like he's 180 pounds wet.
Look, know? There was nothing wrong with that. Look, that's how. It's confidence, man. I don't knock them for doing it. What I don't support, what I don't advocate, is having the old fucks come out and bury the Ascension. That's what I'm not advocating for.
They won't. It's all about looks when you say that. If you say, "Hey, I could beat the Road Warriors back in the day," you have to be like big and bruising to be carry it. Now they said they could beat them. Now see, if they said we could out wrestle them, it would have been different. When you say you're gonna beat the Road Warriors, you gotta beat them. You gotta beat them like how Doom beat the Steiner Brothers.
Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was pretty much finished.
I drank the Kool-Aid. I bought a T-shirt last night. WWE.com had the 40% off. So I bought an Authors of Pain chair for $15. I like them. I like them, and I'll tell you, well, you guys should know why I like them, because I'm old, A. And B, I like them because they have Precious Paul Ellering with them. That's B.
How's he looking?
They're the future of the tag team division, I'm telling you.
You know what's cool? These boys are legitimate. They have legitimate athletic backgrounds. Yeah. They come from, they're two different guys, but they work so well together. People talk about that and the whole D'Lo Brown chest plate thing. Listen,
and the Samoans, man. The Rock.
Yep, yeah. One of them is Samoan. The other one's Middle Eastern.
You know what would be awesome? What would make me love Roman Reigns is you actually pair the Authors of Pain with Roman Reigns and turn them all heel.
A new Samoan SWAT team.
You are not. You can make the Usos the Samoan SWAT team if you really, really, really wanted to, but they won't do that. But Rage can tell you, when we first saw them last year in Brooklyn for NXT.
This guy marked the fuck out.
I popped, man. I got up, I clapped, I screamed like a kid, because it felt like 1987 all over again. It felt like Demolition. It felt like Powers of Pain. It felt like, you know, LOD. It felt that I, you know, first of all, they're lacking the big man. Okay.
Yeah.
The Revival doesn't do all the flips and all that either. I like those guys too.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I just want to see somebody get the shit kicked out of them. You know, like just a regular, nice, big, old school whooping, like an ass whooping. You know.
And hey, those Revival going against Authors of Pain yet?
Not yet, but that's gonna happen. That's gonna happen.
That's gonna be good.
I know you can team up the Authors of Pain with Samoa Joe, screw Roman Reigns.
Do Samoan gangsters, the Samoan gangster party. Do a mafia, man. They're moving away from factions. I don't know why. I think they work if you're gonna push. First of all, you already got Roman Reigns in that upper echelon. I know people don't like him, but he's in the upper echelon right now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
So if he's
the main event in WrestleMania 3 times, so that's
Right, so he's in the upper echelon. I don't know if he'll take a step back to be a part of a crew unless he's running it, and then I'll drink the Kool-Aid. Then you give me a nice big pitcher of the Kool-Aid and I'll drink it. Sell me on that.
If like they're not Samoan Evolution?
Yes.
In a suit?
They all take Samoa Joe takes a belt, and then the Office of Pain take a belt. You can even have them dump Precious Paul and like, you know, we don't need you no more, you're useless, and jack him up.
And
you know,
have Triple H behind him.
That could be
nah,
like,
man, let them be loose cannons, man. Don't even let Triple H get his hands in there.
If they don't go corporate, they're loose cannons. They just come out and they jack everybody. It's almost like an NWO type of deal. Where they just jacking
the World Order, SWO. Yeah.
No. Don't tell Tony C that, though. He'll have a leader
coming out with the doing the air guitar roll.
Yeah, he'll have a Fred Sanford type heart attack if he sees that.
No, Tony C is snitching. Call Ice. One of them got to be hit.
Let's jump right onto the live feed. Becky Lynch is being interviewed for Twitter.
I would have been a fool not to. You know, Mickie James is a tremendous talent, and she's paved the way for us to be able to do everything that we do. And I'm not taking any of that away from Mickie. But Mickie took away the most important thing in my life when she cost me that championship. And Mickie James, she will go down as one of the greatest of all time, but so will I. So my road back to that championship starts tonight at Elimination Chamber, and it starts by slapping Mickie James back into the past.
Now, that's hopefully everything goes according to plan tonight. Thank you so much for joining us here in the Social Media Lounge. WWE Universe, you had some amazing questions here tonight. I wish you the best of luck, Becky.
Thank you,
Doug. You're going to need it against that.
Where's the anger?
Eva Marie cuts better promos than her.
No, I mean,
that wasn't a bad promo.
She puts her over. Surfer's got a point. She puts her over, but there's not, you know, she's not like, she didn't get up, she didn't get mad. Like, I'm going to, you know, you cost me the title. Oh, no, she cost me the title. She goes one down as one of the greats, you know.
Like, oh, my God.
There's no oomph behind
that. Like, Mickie James has come to kick her ass, and she ain't angry over that.
Mickie James brought a whole big sandwich with her, man.
Well, she's just doing a how do you say, a promo.
But you got to have some anger in that promo. You got to make us believe that she's going to get in there and smack this.
To go real life?
Look, you got to make the... You got to make us believe she's going to get in the ring and smack that girl in the titties.
Okay. Let me explain my knowledge of real life. What happened last night? It was OKC versus the Warriors.
That's not the same.
No, Russell Westbrook was all calm until it was time to play ball.
That's not the same.
He like that in real life, huh?
We talking about fighting. We're not talking about sports.
The same thing. That was
no, it's not the same thing. Like, listen, it doesn't do no good for Westbrook to go in the court snarling and growling and telling dude fuck you and I'm gonna kick your ass tonight, but in wrestling it does do you good to come out and say I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
I feel bad for Russ, man. He needs another forward.
Needs to just get out of there.
No, he doesn't. He needs another forward. They got a good team. They just need what they lost in Durant. They need some kind of forward to help them out. But that's another story.
Let's get Melo over there.
You could fucking have Melo. You could take him and give us back a bag of basketballs and a draft pick. Did they win today? Did they beat Spurs?
Yeah.
They did. That's crazy. They own the Spurs, but they can't beat the Clippers. That's amazing, right? Yeah. 11 losses the Spurs
what
have.
Is that? Oh, JBL fell?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
He fell, did he?
Did he fall again?
They just showed him falling initially, coming down the ramp.
That's an ACL right there.
What is he, Dick Van Dyke now? He falling every time you get up?
Surfer. Speaking of Dick Van Dyke, I saw there was a Golden Girls episode yesterday. They were doing like a marathon, and he was like the boyfriend of one of the chicks, and he was a lawyer. He wanted to quit being a lawyer to be a clown. That dude, even as a geriatric, he was hysterical, man. I love Dick Van Dyke.
He's an all time great when it comes to comedy.
JBL needs to quit doing that shit before he ends up tearing an ACL.
I hate JBL. He could stay home for all I care.
Thank you.
That dude is the worst.
Or he can go back to chasing people across the border. Let me stop.
I think the
WWE may think that too, because why would they move him from Raw to SmackDown if he was?
He's the best of SmackDown.
I think WWE is just experimenting with these four-man groups, and they can't decipher what they want to do yet. For some reason, they're trying to give all these guys jobs. If four people behind a microphone for an event is just way too much personality, whether you're good or bad.
Well, I really think Braxton, whatever his name is, the black dude, I think he's the next Michael Cole.
I have no issues with Byron. I like Byron.
I think Ronaldo is going to be the main announcer.
Nah, they don't give it to them. They don't give it to I think they're going to give it to Braxton.
All right, fellas. We're about 20 minutes away from the event. The pre-show match is about to start after this terrible app commercial about the game that the friggin' Tetris meets WWE, whatever that may be.
John Cena coming to unlock the code.
They gave Andre a Giant way too many muscles. Even though I'm not mad at it, just gave Andre way too many muscles. All right, there's the four-man crew right there. You got what's his face, Mr. Kate. What's Otunga's wife's name? Kate.
No.
What's his wife? Jennifer Hudson. Yeah. So it's Mr. Hudson, the Canadian, the Hick, and who's the other guy? I just thought I missed it.
The New Yorker.
Warren Ronaldo.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Fred Hawkins coming out, the Prince of Queens. All right, aka Brian Myers, rocking a mech gear. Love those colors. All right, Natalya versus Nikki Bella. This is a total divas / BFF beef. Which start with Hightower?
I'm going to go with Natalya. This has been a good feud between those two.
All right, all right. How about you, Rage?
I want Nikki to lose so goddamn bad.
You taking Natalya also?
Yeah.
Double D, how you feel about this, man?
Man, this is the new Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart feud. I'm going with damn Natalya.
Natty? Okay. All right. On the .com, they got Gronkowski getting the WWE Championship belt from WWE with the New England Patriot plates on the sides.
It must be nice to get a championship without actually playing.
Well, every team gets one now.
I'm saying, like, Gronk didn't play, and he's the one holding the belt.
He's a wrestler.
Everybody
fan.
Gets one.
He's a wrestler.
Hell, I get it. I'm just saying, they gave it to him, and he's the one who didn't play. But
he's a wrestling fan.
Never mind. It's not about being a wrestling fan. I'm making a joke.
Surfer, who are you taking in this match, man?
I'm going with Nikki Bella.
Taking Nikki Bella?
Yeah, because even with Natalya winning, she's still going to probably get the beat down afterwards.
I'm going to take Natty. I just, for some reason, they're gonna stretch this out as much as they can. I can care less. I'm going to be switching laundry out when this match comes on. So, I got to wash my uniforms, boys. I got work tomorrow.
Maybe we'll get a wardrobe malfunction.
From me, no, you ain't getting a wardrobe malfunction from me. I keep.
No, I'm talking about in that match.
Oh,
maybe more Natalya getting a wardrobe malfunction.
You want to see those big titties on Nikki Bella?
I'm waiting for Natalya to get a split her ass with those outfits she wear.
Every time I look at her now, and I obviously she's with John Cena, and I really shouldn't be thinking about this, but I do for some reason. But he's a big dude. Like he's a bodybuilding dude. He smashes that.
Listen, when you see him in movies, that's when he really looks like humongous. Like he did that Amy Poehler movie, what was it, Sisters? And he did the Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah, John. Dude, he's massive. So when he smashes her, he's got to be hurting it. He's got to be hurting.
That's why she got neck problems.
I know. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, they both got neck problems.
Well, maybe she ties him up. I don't know.
Oh, no, he'd be grabbing her by the back and the neck. That's all.
That's all.
I mean, maybe hitting the baseboard is doing it to her.
Yeah, exactly. Smashing against the headboard. That's it.
Come on, you can't see me.
Thank God the kid's not listening tonight. All right, your next match. The Royal Rumble winner, Randy Orton, taking on his brother, Luke Harper.
Come on, man. We all know it's going to be Randy Orton.
Yeah, I think so too, Surfer. Let's see. Rage, what are you picking? Rage, you paying attention.
Yeah, and Rage is pissed break. Get another plate match of the night. This is going to Randy Orton.
Yeah, Randy Orton? They can't have him lose going into WrestleMania as the number one contender.
Dr. Doom, how you feel about this, man?
I think Eric Rowan's going to get involved, but it's going to be a decent match because Harper can work.
So are you taking Harper or are you taking Orton?
Nah, you know they're going to try to push Orton, but I believe Eric Rowan's going to get involved.
It probably will be a good match. It's just that I think the outcome is probably obvious on this one. I mean,
yeah. What about you, Mr. Hightower?
I got Randy Orton. I love my boy Luke Harper, though, but I got Randy Orton.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree, man. I think Randy Orton, it would be cool if Eric Rowan gets involved.
We just know he's getting released.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny that, you know, again, they have to put Randy Orton up mainly because he's, you know, only because he won the Royal Rumble. You can't have him lose, like, a match like this going into WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, Luke Harper's not your upper echelon. He's not even a big car at this point. Bless you. So, it is what it is. They're going to a commercial break with Mojo Rawley and Curt Hawkins. They're plugging WrestleMania. They're plugging the network.
I hate this. They should be having commercials on the network. Why don't you have them after a match? Not doing
it. I gotta tell you, if you don't get commercials, though... If you don't get commercials, though, you're going to pay more than $10 a month right now.
Yeah.
So,
no, I'm talking about time. Not during the matches.
Oh, during the matches? Okay.
They only have the commercial during the pre-show match.
No, but I'm saying on the pre-show match, you shouldn't be having a commercial any matches. They should have it.
Yeah, exactly. After. There shouldn't be a commercial for not a damn match on the card.
But come on now. This is a match nobody
cares about. Do that in between.
This is a match nobody cares about.
Doesn't matter.
It's unfair to the wrestler, though. I'll be pissed off if I find out.
Listen, the wrestler doesn't know when they go to commercial. He's in the ring trying to keep from getting beat up.
God, I swear.
Say if you was a wrestler and you're watching your film to see, you know, to see how your match went, and then it's like, damn, this commercial break. They missed some stuff, man. That's how I look at it.
Do you ever not think logically?
No, it's hard for me to think like an idiot, so.
All right, let's move on. We got about 12 minutes left before we head into the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Mojo Rawley's taking on Curt Hawkins. Let's finish this preview up. We got the SmackDown Women's Championship, Alexa Bliss, the Lord of the Ring, little troll, taking on the nicest, fattest ass on their roster.
I don't know. Amber Moon got a nice one on her.
She's not on the roster yet, though. Amber Moon has the fattest ass of them all. I'm talking about the SmackDown roster. Naomi and her glowing ass.
Ooh.
Oh, she can get it, man.
It's all through that ass.
I saw Ember Moon on Friday. Yeah, she's got a nice, she's got a good one on her, but not better than Naomi.
Rage, that's right, Rage. Rage was at NXT on Friday night with the TakeOver crew. How was that card, man?
It wasn't bad.
Cocktails too, didn't you?
I had a cocktail.
Yeah, you lightweight motherfucker. I heard you drinking.
No, I can drink. It's the rest of them. Rob had two beers and Dave had. I remember Dave having two. I think Elaine had one.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Since you're high on the women right now, let's get you start you off with this. What are you taking in this match?
I think it's Naomi's time. I mean, Alexa Bliss, I think, had a really good run with the title. I think it's Naomi's time. It's been Naomi's time.
I think Mojo Rawley's about to beat Curt Hawkins. Go into that real quick.
slams him. And Hawkins.
No, he kicked out. All right. I stand corrected. Surf, who are you taking in this?
I'm going with Naomi. I'm always rooting for her, whoever she's going up against. So.
Dr. Doom?
I think Elias is going to win by shenanigans, but this is going to carry over to WrestleMania.
You know, one of the things I like to see Alexis do, when she gets upset and she goes into a tantrum in the ring, I like when she does that for some reason.
Okay. Hightower?
Taking my baby, Alexa Bliss.
You taking Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
I'm torn. Because I like them both, but I like Naomi. Just the way
I could just imagine her. You're in a relationship with her. She's just like so demanding and bossy and pushy and never satisfied.
That's why I wouldn't be in a relationship with her. I would just hit it. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be the right show for both of them. I have both of them in my bed.
I respect that. If I was 10 years younger, I might be able to hang with that.
She'd be the one to tell you. You know, if you was a real man, you'd be able to do this and do that.
Hey, you may take us both on. I'd have to pack a lunch, man, for a week. I have to load up on vitamins.
Get a 5-hour energy.
5-hour energy. There you go. All right, we're about 8 minutes away from the event. Kurt Hawkins is still fighting Mojo Rawley. Why? I have no idea.
You gotta waste time.
Let's get into the main event of the evening. Although I hate John Cena's gear, I love the orange and blue. You know, Mets fans, I like those colors on the cover of this.
Old in that picture.
He does look old in this picture. And he's defending his title against the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, Bray Wyatt, The Miz, Dean Ambrose, Baron Corbin. This is the Elimination Chamber match. We'll decide the fate of SmackDown Live's top championship. Let's take it to Mr. Hightower first. I want to know who's winning and why. As Mojo Rawley just beats up on Kurt Hawkins.
Okay.
He's sloppy as hell, man.
Don't be John Cena, because I just got that in the back of my mind that this man is going to walk out with this title. He's not going to be a two-week champion. He's going into WrestleMania with that title. John Cena.
So you're taking Cena?
Yeah.
How about you, Rage?
I'd like to think that WWE knows that no one wants to see John Cena and Randy Orton for the umpteenth million time, especially for the main event of WrestleMania 33. I'd like to think WWE is smart on that aspect. I just have a feeling. I know that I really can't give you why. I just have a feeling a lot of people are leaning to this person. I'm going to go with The Miz.
Taking The Miz?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Surfer, who are you taking in this?
I guess I'll go with Bray, but I wouldn't be surprised if John Cena kept it.
Okay. The troll job. It's going to be Baron Corbin.
I think WWE is just going to pull
the shit out of him if they put that on.
All right.
I just got a feeling they're going to do.
All right. I don't know if you guys listened to Turnbuckle Throwbacks the other night, but if you did, you heard me and Choppy talking about it. We kind of got into a little bit about it. And we both agree that Bray Wyatt, we want Bray Wyatt to win. And why he should win is basically because they're going to kick Orton out of the Wyatt family. Hence, have them co-headline Mania. I want to believe that's going to happen. If they do have Cena retain, no one wants to see that for the umpteenth time, and I agree with Rage. And if that's the case, thank God we have a whole bunch of activities planned for that day, including the pre-show with Dust on the Rant, with myself and Choppy. But and we got the eating contest and the other crap going on. But if you think that Cena and Orton for the umpteenth time is going to give Mania any kind of special feel to it, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. It's got to be Bray Wyatt. It's got to be Bray Wyatt. You know, and if it's Baron Corbin, if it's his time, I see. I'm one of the guys that like Baron Corbin. I don't know, and a lot of you guys don't like him. I know. I think he's
me. All right.
I think he's the kind of wrestler, and I said this too on a couple of the shows. He's the kind of wrestler that he's got to be with the right guy. He doesn't have great matches all the time. So if he's going to be with Cena, I got no problem with that. The Miz and John Cena had a great match at WrestleMania a couple of years ago. I don't want to see that, though, anymore. You know? AJ Styles and Cena one more time at Mania? I could see AJ Styles doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Did they go at Mania last year? No.
No. That was Chris Jericho and AJ Styles. But do you think AJ Styles is going to lose another WrestleMania match, too? Probably not.
No. Who was the wrestler? Was it Edge or it's Jericho, the guy that lost a bunch of, or Big Show, that constantly lost at WrestleMania? I don't think...
That was Big Show.
It's Big Show, right? I really don't think they're going to do AJ Styles like that. He's too special. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think WWE knows what kind of talent they have here in AJ Styles. Like, they have they have the best goddamn wrestler on the planet. And, I mean, they realize this is a special talent. You know, this is someone that needs to be used right. And, you know, they're not going to have him drop another WrestleMania. No.
All right. Well, let's get
am I the only one that it seems like they just they took the Hell in a Cell cage and they just added pods on the fucking thing.
Yeah, but basically.
It looks nice. I like it.
You know what? I think it's too cookie cut for me. It looks cute on the previews and looks good on the right now. It looks good with the black and white. I like it. For me though, it's too cookie cut. You know, it's not it to me. I like the raw cage. You know, give me the squared cage, you put a top on it. Give me the padlock gimmick. Give me that whole nine right there. That's just me being old school. Yeah, that's me just me being old school. And I sound bitter, but you know, I'm not saying there weren't any bad matches in this. Like Surfer said, to open the show, there's been some amazing talent. They're showing it right now as we speak. It's not kind to these guys. They take a beating in this freaking thing, regardless of how cookie cut I think it looks. These guys do put a good effort into it, and most of the time it's a decent match. It's not my favorite.
They should be having this in May.
I think
right now.
Listen, I think they had the right mixture of talent with AJ and Miz. He's been, you know, getting off lately. You don't know what Ambrose is going to do, but he's, you know, fucking nuts. And yeah. Corbin, I think, is going to be the least exciting in that match, but who knows?
Baron Corbin can steal the show if he hooks up with the right people in that match.
You know.
Anyway, we got about 2.5 minutes left. Let's get some final thoughts from everybody. We'll start with Dr. Doom. Let's get some final thoughts about this, and we can get into watching it and jump on later, hopefully.
I just hope they could tell some good stories tonight.
I agree. High Tower.
And early. Yeah, and early. That's all I wanted to do. And then like 20 minutes earlier.
Rage.
Yeah, and early. Yeah, one and early because last week tonight with John Oliver comes on tonight, and two. I just hope I really think the Miz could do it. I think this is one of those. WWE's gonna throw a curveball. Like, I just sense it. I just have a feeling about this one. But okay. Yeah, that's it.
Surfer.
Sorry, I missed it. What are we talking about?
Final thoughts. We're wrapping this up.
I don't want to end early. I want to end on time. I want to end at that 10:45, 10:50 mark, and then I want to be entertained. I want SmackDown to. Show they're still better than Raw as far as pay-per-views go.
All right. Well, I'm gonna piggyback on that. WWE, if you're listening, SmackDown's got to come correct, set the tone for Mania this year. It's pretty much it. All right, let's get out of here. They're about to start. On behalf of my tag team partner, the Silver Surfer, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray. I want to thank Mr. Hightower, Dr. Doom, Rage the Creator. We will be back at right after following this event. Hopefully, I'll be awake. If not, you got Surfer on the helm. And we'll see you guys later. And thank you for joining in tonight.
All right.